in studio, wrapping up our final segment with Adam Homer of Pella Window and Door, the Mountain West region. Y'all are, again, at Maricopa County Home Shows all weekend long.
Yep, all weekend. Today from 10 to 6 and tomorrow from 10 to 5.
You got Chucky out there?
Yeah. Chuck is actually down at Tucson.
He's doing the book fair?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 4th Street Fair. The book fair is next weekend.
This is a little bit bigger, I think, than the book fair. Yeah. I could be wrong, but
they're both pretty close. The book fair is $300,000.
Is it really?
It's huge.
Wow. We're actually broadcasting there next Saturday for the first time. We are, because we don't, our publications are all columns, magagines, newspapers, web articles. Well,
it's
with
like
the printed calendar and the home maintenance, we're now accepted as an author. So we can.
I wonder if we could be an author too. We have brochures with lots of words in it, so maybe we can go down there.
It took us a long time to crack that cookie, but yeah, we're excited to be down there next week.
That's good. Yeah, but stop by and see Chuck in Tucson. He's there all weekend.
4th Avenue Street Fair.
Yep, that's right.
Now, are they doing the golden?
Got the golden ticket at both locations, which will entitle you to 15% off of your entire project as long as you set up an appointment at one of these shows.
Got it.
Yeah, and that's about double what we normally offer in the direct mailers and the newspaper ads that we do. So it's a really, really good deal.
I don't want you to get out of here without talking a little bit about some of y'all's fabulous front doors.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something that we always kind of gloss over, but it's a very important part of your house, just like you were talking. It's a part of that envelope. And I remember when we moved here in 2004, my house was built in 95, so it was 9-10 years old when we bought it. It had just a fur door, 6-panel, 8-foot tall, 3-foot wide, pretty standard. But one of the panels had shrunk to the point where, or shrunk and cracked from expanding and contracting, where you could actually see light through it. And we see that a lot in people's homes. It was a cheap builder grade door. And one of the things that people really don't realize is that Pella has three different lines of entry doors, and they're amazing. And I've since replaced it with one of our fiberglass doors. But we make a steel door, a fiberglass entry door, and then also we have a full line of custom wood doors. So we really have, you know, everything for anybody's project that they're looking for, whether they want glass or just solid panel, if they want a southwestern style look with the clavos and the, the latches and the paneling, we have all that. And the neatest thing too, and I still remember this day when my father-in-law came over to my house after I installed mine, it has a multi-point lock on it, similar to our patio doors. And it's kind of like a bank vault.
I mean, it is.
You throw that latch on it and there's three deadbolts that shoot into your frame. And when you close that thing and lock it, you know that you're safe, and you don't have anything to worry about. So it's just like most of our products, you're going to pay a little bit more for it, but it is a great investment, and it really improves the curb appeal of your home too.
And then how about the back wall of the house that can be completely opened up? I love those.
Yeah, that's really anybody that watches HGTV and all these home improvement shows or looks at Sunset Magazine. The big thing these days, probably the past 5-10 years, is the multi-slide and bifolding doors. And we have a full line of both multi-slide and bifolds, and they're stunning. And it's a little bit more difficult in remodel projects to pull it off. You know, you have to have the space, first of all, and you got to redo the header. It can all be done for the right price.
Yes, it can.
But when people are building their new homes or adding on, I mean, I've seen doors 30, 40 feet wide and 10 feet tall. I mean, it's massive. It's like a hangar door when it opens up, and it just, whatever they've got in front of them, whether it's a golf course or a mountain view, it just, it brings the outside in and inside out and just kind of makes it one big living area.
And you finish that so your floor levels are the same and you're going out to a covered patio. And I mean, it's
seamless transition.
It is gorgeous.
There's no threshold, so it looks like, and usually people have, whether they got travertine on the inside of the house and travertine on the outside, it flows right to it, and it looks like it's all one big space, and their outside living area's got all the nice furniture and television and all that, and it really makes your house into a quite a living space.
Well, Adam, I want to thank you for taking time out of your weekend. I know you're busy.
Yeah, I'll be headed right over.
It's pretty crazy right now, aren't you?
Yeah, it is. March is a busy time for us, especially with the home show going on. So I'll be over there today. Stop by, say hello, schedule your appointment, learn a little bit more about windows and doors. Be happy to help you guys out.
That's the University of Phoenix Stadium.
That's right.
Home show today.
That's right.
And tomorrow.
Go if you're down in Tucson, stop by, see Chuck. He's got our little 10x10 booth down there, and be able to help you out as well.
or make an appointment to come into one of the showrooms.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, in Arizona, we've got a showroom in Scottsdale, right off of Scottsdale Road and Greenway Hayden Loop, right by Kierland Commons and all that. And then down in Tucson, right off of Oracle and Ina.
Yeah, that gives you a great perspective, being able to touch the product, feel the product, crank the product, lock the product, and really see the detail that y'all put into the manufacture of the product.
So, yeah, that's right. They're great spaces.
We appreciate that. We appreciate y'all. And again, people, they want to know how we get associated with whoever it is that helps sponsor the show. And, y'all have just been – I've been a customer of y'all's for so long. Mm-hmm. That it was just easy to say, would y'all like to help me get the word out in Arizona about responsible Arizona home ownership? So we appreciate the long-term partnership.
Oh, we do too. Oh, and thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of Rosie on the House. We're certainly glad you tuned in. We'll be back next Saturday. Like Romy says, it's going to be a road trip. We're going to be going down to Tucson Thursday morning, be down there Thursday and Friday, and setting up on campus right there at U of A where the Book Fair Festival is going to be, and we'll be broadcasting there Saturday morning. So don't get scared. We'll be back. And just remember, when we're not on air, we're always on the internet. RosieOnTheHouse.com.